Greg Hughes, Defence Community Relations, with our display the first 100 years.
Welcome to 88.3, Greg.
Thank you, Andrew. Nice to meet you.
Quite an interesting display I walked into here. Could you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, our display for this year's Avalon Air Show is called Defence the First 100 Years, and it pretty much encapsulates just that, what Defence has done in the last 100 years and how we have helped to shape this nation over an interesting number of decades. What we've done also, which is a little out of the ordinary, I know that we've often been down to Melbourne shows, but we've got a lot of relatable ideas incorporated in the exhibition this year. When I say relatable, things that a person next door can understand. In other words, in the 1920s, we were looking here, we've got a Triumph motorbike. Now, I don't know how many people would remember actually riding on a Triumph motorbike. Some were in that particular era. When I say that particular era, we're talking about the 1910s and 1920s. We also have a terrific display of military aircraft from the RAF Museum at Point Cook. Dave Gardner and Brad and Tina down there have done a tremendous job for us. So without their help, we couldn't have done this. So if we go for a little bit of a walk, we can actually talk it through. So there is a Sotwith pup here from the RAF Museum, which is a wonderful draw card. What I've also done too, Andrew, is incorporated where possible as many military uniforms from that particular era, as in an Army uniform, Navy and Air Force from each particular era. As you can see here, we're up to the flagged area, and it says we're coming into the 1930s and 1940s. If you look to your right there, you'll see that we've got an original Hills hoist from the 40s with some very old-looking clothes, which I'm happy to say didn't come out of my cupboard. There's an old paling fence there. We've got the grass. And what it does, again, as I said, it's that relatable part where some people may remember hanging the clothes out on the Hills hoist. And what we actually identify with a number of panels is what Defence was doing at that particular time. We have a number of military tanks along the way. We're about to enter into the 1950s and 1960s. Again, we've got all sorts of bits and pieces as far as the paraphernalia goes, defence-wise. There's an original air raid siren there, which we haven't actually cranked up because we thought we'd probably scare them off, them being the public. If we move around to the 50s and the 60s, here is an original Victor lawnmower from the 60s. A lot of people can relate to it. Perfectly restored, complete with the golden fleece petrol can and golden fleece oil can. Again, I encourage people to come down and have a look at it, but make sure they understand what Defence was involved in at that time as well, because we have played a crucial part in how we've helped this nation grow. We are coming through here. On my left is an original Iroquois helicopter from the Vietnam era. I noticed that a lot of people have come up to me and said, you know, how beautifully restored it is. Again, that's due to the good folk at the RAF Museum. We also have a video on my right, and I guess for radio it's very difficult to see, of course, but it's taking a lot of people back to that Vietnam era, and the memories have come flooding back for a lot of people, so much so that we have potentially could have sold a lot of videos on that. The further we get around the exhibition, the closer we get, of course, to the current. We're into the 70s and 80s here. On my right, and you'll find it in the corner when you come down and see our exhibition, and I hope you do, for those who are listening at home or wherever, is a cockpit of a Mirage 3, a Dassault GAF Mirage 3. Again, lots of information panels. What I didn't want to do, Andrew, was overload people with information, because it can be a turn-off factor. We've got a lot of interactive displays too. We've got a frigate here, the guided missile frigates, interactive where we can, where you can turn turrets and gun turrets and all sorts of different things. So it gives people an idea of exactly how it worked. Recruiting's a big aspect for us too in our exhibition this year. We want to make sure that people can understand how they can join up and get involved in a pretty exciting career. If you have a look on the right-hand side, we talk about the relatable aspects. You might remember the football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars campaign. Well, that's our relatable aspect from the 70s. We've got a perfectly restored 1978 HZ Holden. On the screen is the exact ad from the football, meat pie, kangaroos and Holden cars, and we've got all sorts of things surrounding that. So hopefully it'll tweak people's memories into, again, where they were at that particular time. As we get closer towards the end of the exhibition, and I should say it probably sounds quick here, but it's very large. It's a 1,500 square metre display. DSTO and DMO are two of our major clients in our exhibition this year. DSTO, the Science and Technology Organisation, DMO being the Material Organisation. They have some terrific displays. DSTO, of course, with the Global Hawk. DMO looking at a number of aspects of their particular work. And one of the most popular parts of our exhibit is the Fighting Falcons. We just come around here, you can get a better idea of it. It's the 62nd Fighting Falcons, and they have full simulators here. We can sit down and have a look at it and understand exactly how these fighter or fast jets actually roam through the sky, and it gives you a real feeling. We had the minister, our new minister, Minister Reith, down here on Wednesday, and he thoroughly enjoyed that. And towards the end of the display is, we wrap it up by looking at the latest release details from the white paper, which came out in December of last year, the next 5 or 10 year plan for defence. So, I mean, I probably rabbited on enough, but we're located adjacent to the main expo, the main trade pavilion. It's called Defence the First 100 Years, and I hope everybody can come along and have a look at it.
Thank you for joining us on 88.3 Southern FM.
Thank you.